Welcome to Central Bark, a podcast from Guide Dogs for the Blind. I'm Teresa Sturr, and I'm your host. Hello, and welcome to Central Bark. Today, we have the extreme pleasure of talking with Jane Flower, who is our Youth Outreach Specialist at Guide Dogs for the Blind. And we're going to be exploring some of the new programs and services available to teens and youth who are visually impaired. Welcome, Jane. Welcome to Central Bark.
Hey, Teresa. Thank you. So excited to be here. I love the new podcast.
Awesome. For those of you who don't really know Jane or me very well, Jane and I have known each other for many, many years. And I have to say that Jane is probably the number one influencer for me in getting my first guide dog. I won't even say how many decades ago that was, but I want to thank you, Jane, because your role modeling really changed my life. So thank you.
Well, you know, it was actually my dog. I think she was the one, Ari. Yeah.
She was amazing. So as you know now, Jane is obviously a client of GDB as well as a staff member. Jane has had three guide dogs from Guide Dogs for the Blind. And Jane, I think it would be just kind of fun for everybody to hear a little bit about what made you decide to get a guide dog.
You know, I think, I was back in my early 20s and just in that early phase of having had vision loss my whole life and just kind of grappling with that place where my vision was deteriorating. And I knew it was time to start using a cane, which, you know, I think a lot of people can relate, you know, you just didn't want to use a cane. And but I knew I had to in order to be out and about and be safe. But I was hesitant because I wanted to interact with people. And I know sometimes the cane can seem a little intimidating to the public and maybe don't want to approach people that are blind or visually impaired using a cane. And I thought a dog would be a great kind of conversation piece, a segue, and just, I like dogs. And so, you know, my thought was to, I'm going to get a dog. I need something. It's time. It's time for me to start really having some type of help consistently with me at all times, whether it be a cane or a dog. And I really preferred having a dog by my side. So that is kind of what prompted me. It was really just that time to embrace the fact that I could not see very well. And I really needed something with me to help me when I was out and about. And I just went away to school too. And being alone away from home on a college campus, figuring out how to get to meals at night. And
yeah, you got to make the meal time.
Got to get to meal time.
Yeah.
You know, totally. So, yep. All of those things.
Very cool.
And can't always rely on people. You know, you got to try to be independent, do it on your own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What did you find, you know, what kind of surprised you, you know, knowing that you were going to go get a guide dog? It's sort of a, you know, it's a unique experience, right? Having a guide dog and you don't really know what it's going to be like until you've really done it. And what sort of surprised and delighted you about your relationship with your first guide dog?
You know, I think a couple of things. I felt better about myself having a dog by my side, just as being somebody who is blind or visually impaired. I felt more confident. I felt more poised walking around. It's kind of like proud, I guess, of, if that's the right word to use, because there's just such a stigma out there. And so just having this dog by my side, this beautiful yellow lab who just, you know, people were attracted to, and, you know, and I was connected to her. You know, it brought people to me to ask questions, and it helped me kind of come out of my shell a little bit too, you know, about blindness and accepting the fact that I was losing my sight, you know. But I also just, I didn't know a whole lot about dogs, to be honest with you, when I got my first dog.
Yes.
I did not know a darn thing, honestly, other than I liked them. And so, you know, it was fun having a dog and just, oh gosh, you know, learning all about dogs and what they were all about and just having a dog in the house, I think. And after now having three dogs, it's just having a dog in general. I will always have a dog, whether it is a guide dog or a pet. I love having a dog around. There's
having that companionship,
yeah,
that bond.
Yeah. There's just, it gives you a good feeling you know, just having a dog around. They're just so loving and just want to please you all the time.
It's true. It's true. Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your journey to coming to Guide Dogs and working at Guide Dogs for the Blind, and then a little bit about your role.
Yeah. So I got my second dog in 2009. I was heading off to grad school, really not wanting to traverse a college campus at night with my cane. I was in between dogs. My first dog had passed away in 07. And so I got my second dog, Anya, and, you know, as working at a independent living center, helping folks with vision loss, older adults with vision loss, an outreach position opened up at Guide Dogs, and the jobs didn't open very often at Guide Dogs back then. And, you know, outreach is something that I had been doing for years. And
yes, I'm a testament to that.
Right. Yes. And I love talking to people. I love Guide Dogs. Obviously, Guide Dogs just holds a special place in my heart. You know, so I thought, well, you know, why not? It meant a move north from where I was living, but, you know, thought I would give it a go and apply for the outreach position. And glad I did. It opened up a whole lot of opportunities for me working at Guide Dogs. It opened up, you know, just being even more independent because the job required a lot of travel.
Yes.
Around the US. And, I can remember going on my very first trip with my dog and flying there thinking, oh my Lord, how am I going to, you know, when I land and I have my dog and how do I, and we just did it. And we just did it. And we learned together over time. And, you know, they're so smart and they remember places. And, you know, I could just land in any new city and get to a hotel I'd never been to and say, find the elevator. And because she knew what elevator meant and had learned that skill, it was just amazing to be able to land somewhere new and just feel independent on my own and not always having to have somebody help me.
So Jane, over the years as working in outreach, you seem to really notice a need for, you know, more services and programs for children and teens who are visually impaired. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that need and about how that kind of developed and some of the programs that you're offering now?
Sure. Yeah. So Guide Dogs for the Blind had a couple of programs, you know, they're kind of on the periphery, if you will, of programming at Guide Dogs for the Blind was the summer camp program and another program called our Canine Buddy program. And so when I started, I took over facilitating the summer camp program and it just grew and expanded and more families were reaching out and asking about the camp program and the Canine Buddy program. And, you know, it was expanding so much too, that I think, you know, there was a need there. And I think a lot of times when younger folks have come to Guide Dogs for the Blind to get a dog, and we have had kids under the age of 18 get guide dogs from us because we don't really have an age requirement, but we were really seeing a need of that lack of preparedness for getting a guide dog. You know, and I mean, I was a good example. I mean, I didn't know anything about dogs when I got my first guide dog, you know, and there's such living and working with a guide dog is so complex, you know, not to mention just the day-to-day care for a dog, but the orientation and mobility skills that are required to be able to successfully work with a guide dog. So, you know, we really started thinking that youth services was something that are going to be really important to us down the road, especially if we want to keep the pipelines of people coming to Guide Dogs for the Blind and getting their dogs. But we really want to see people coming to get guide dogs that are better prepared so that they're more successful with their dogs and that we can start serving a younger clientele as well.
So Dane, like you and I growing, when we were growing up, there really wasn't any program that focused, you know, for youth that focused on the guide dog lifestyle. And I think for me anyway, I probably would have come to working with a guide dog, you know, appreciate you kind of, you know, moving these programs forward because, you know, kids like us will now have that opportunity. So thank you.
Yeah, I agree, Teresa. I think, you know, mobility, when you're blind or visually impaired, you know, your mobility skills are so important, probably number one, right, for independence, being able to get out and about. And, you know, we have a choice and it's, you know, a cane or a guide dog, both wonderful, viable options for folks to have. And I really feel it's important to prepare and also prepare, but inform young folks and their families too about the options, you know, about having a guide dog as a viable option. Because it isn't for everybody having a guide dog. It's a huge responsibility, you know, among other things and all that go along with the lifestyle. But I think it's important to inform and let the younger folks make their decision and choose how they want to, you know, get around independently, whether it's a cane or a dog, right?
Right, so. Right. Just knowing that there's options, I think it opens up a whole nother world for folks. So camp sounds super fun. Can you let our listeners know about, you know, what our campers get to experience when they come to camp?
Yeah, camp is a lot of fun. Anybody that's been to summer camp knows that it is just a time to make new friends, make connections, have fun, eat s'mores.
Yes.
You know, you got to throw that in there because we do
sign
that.
Sign me up, Jane.
Yeah, right. And I think it's really great because a lot of the kids that do come to camp and they come from all over the U.S. and Canada. We are open to Canadians to come to camp. We haven't had one yet. So if you're listening, we'd love to have you.
You're
the first Canadian to come to camp. You know, and a lot of times they're the only ones in their hometown or their school that has a visual impairment. And so being able to come to a place where, you know, they are with others that are their same age and having vision loss, just, you know, and feeling like they belong, you know, in a place and be able to just connect and make new friends that way. And we just have a ton of fun. Camp's really special. It is geared around, of course, guide dogs because it is Guide Dogs for the Blind summer camp program. And so we do have to have a lot of fun with dogs, of course. And so we spend some time, camp takes place in Oregon near our Oregon campus. And so we do spend time on the Oregon campus. Yeah. And they get to, of course, walk with a guide dog and get to really see what that's all about. Yep. And that really is sometimes what turns the tide for people's decisions, right? After they've walked with the dog and they spend time in the kennel and they get to meet the veterinary staff and do some fun activities with the vets. And then we do a really special activity too, where they get to have an overnight with a dog. So they really get to see what it's like to take care of a dog for 24 hours. So
right.
All the stuff that
the
goes
good,
along
the bad,
with
and the
that.
Ugly,
the good,
right?
The bad and the poop. Yeah. So they get the they get to feed the dog, take them out, learn how to pick up after them, groom them, play with them, just what it's like to have a dog with you. So that's it's really, really cool that they get to do that. And then we just have camp fun. We hike, we have campfires. There's a pool where we hold camp. So we get to swim and really just talk.
Do you dog
about,
paddle? No, just kidding.
Do we dog? Yes. Hopefully everybody knows how to dog paddle. We did have one dog, guide dog, get in the pool last summer by accident. And that was a lot of fun and craziness. So, but yeah. And so we, and then throughout the whole time, every activity we do, we try to kind of have a little slant on, you know, guide dogs and kind of, you know, and teaching and learning. And of course, talking about those orientation mobility skills. And camp is great too, because it's a time for us to help kids forge their independence, right? So, you know, getting to mealtime on time, getting to activities on time, you know, at camp, they go up and get their own food. And so just little activities that, you know, we can encourage.
Builds that independence and
builds
confidence,
independence,
right?
And confidence. Being away from home, I think, is huge, you know. So this summer coming up, we're holding two camps, one for ages 14 to 17 and another for a little bit older of a group, 18 to 24. So we're kind of covering that whole spectrum of transition age.
That's fantastic. That is so cool. That is
so much fun.
And then you have a new program, which is actually kind of virtually based. And I think it sort of came out of, you know, with the pandemic, not being able to get in together, but it's really become a super popular event, and that's the Ready, Set, Forward. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so you're right. You know, it did kind of come out. We had to get real creative, obviously, as everybody has had to because of the pandemic, and really wanted to kind of reach out and get more people involved in this kind of Guide Dogs for the Blind, preparedness, youth, you know, and really parents. And we really want to reach out to parents too. And so part of the Ready, Set, Forward, and I love the name because forward is a guide dog command. It tells our dogs, you know, it's time to go forward. So I think it's a great title to talk about, you know, preparedness. So we have a workshop. It's a month long worth of workshops in a youth academy. And so we have a workshop for parents talking about, you know, the canine connection. Is your child ready for a guide dog? And I think a lot of times we get calls often at Guide Dogs for the Blind about, you know, I want my child to have a guide dog. Oh, and they're 8 years old, you know, or they're 12. And I think sometimes people don't understand the complexities. And so I think it's important really to bring the parents into the conversation and really help them to understand all the complexities that go into it, and also reinforce how important their child's orientation and mobility skills are. And also then to introduce them to the Canine Buddy program. So if their child isn't quite of the right age to qualify for a guide dog because of, you know, the maturity levels that need to be in place to handle the complexities and the day-to-day care of a dog, you know, we have this wonderful Canine Buddy program, which we can talk about in a minute. But so to bring the parents in, we also have as part of the Ready, Set, Forward, a Canine Connection, Is Your Student Ready? So we're looping in the professionals as well, the orientation mobility specialists, the teachers for the visually impaired. Yeah. And then we have a youth academy, which is kind of, you know, it's a week long, you know, 2 hours a day on Zoom. So it's a week long, but 2 hours a day for those same two age groups, and really more of a deep dive into dogs in general. We're teaching about dog communication, learning more about dogs in general, because there's that whole knowing about dogs is a huge part of getting a guide dog, like me being that person that came and didn't know a darn thing. It's great if you have some of that knowledge, you know, so you're not coming into class to train with a guide dog and learning that part of it, and also trying to understand dogs, because it's two different things and it's a lot. Yeah. So as much information and preparedness we can get to these kids, you know, the better prepared they're going to be. And so we have that youth academy, and then the last
part. And what's the name? Yeah, that's such a cute name.
Oh, the Rough, R-U-F-F, Rough Life Academy.
So Jane, you have to tell me, do you like stay up nights coming up with all these clever names?
Not nights, but it does consume a lot of my brain power sometimes.
Well, it's quite impressive, I have to say.
Because I just think it has to, and I'm a dork. I like to have fun names and be creative, and I just with dog stuff. So
I love it.
Then the last part of the Ready, Set, Forward is the WAGS and Wisdom panel.
Okay.
And we bring together some Guide Dog for the Blind alumni who graduated with their first guide dog at a young age. So whether they were in high school or early in college, to share their experiences, maybe some of the challenges they had, some of good advice they might have for anybody thinking about getting a dog at a younger age. So that's the last part of the workshop. And you know, registration is open now for all of those workshops and the Youth Academy on our webpage.
Super cool. I love it.
It's fun.
And then you just teased us a little bit about the Canine Buddy program. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Yes. And I love this program. And Teresa, I think you were one of the people that helped start this program way back in the day.
Way back.
You know, I know. I hate that we have to say decades now, because then I really do feel old. But it is. It's decades.
It's decades.
I know. So the Canine Buddy program is a program where, you know, there might be a dog that comes through the training program to be a guide dog that just doesn't want to be a guide dog. It's a hard job. And so we want to gift those dogs, because they're amazing dogs. They may not make the cut to be a guide dog, but they're just super awesome, well-trained. And so we want to gift those dogs to families who have a child that's blind or visually impaired. So the child needs to be at least 5 years of age, and the dog is free. It is a gift to the family. And our hope is that, you know, we're placing a dog in a family with a child that maybe that child will grow up and want to have a guide dog someday from Guide Dogs for the Blind. But with that said, they're going to have all of that dog prep knowledge, right? They're going to have had a dog in their life, a companion, a friend, one that they've taken care of for, you know, how many years, and learned all of those things that you need to do to just have a dog in your life. And so it's been amazing. And we are actively placing canine buddies as we speak. And we've seen these kids and the parents reporting to us, you know, just how their child has maybe been shy or timid or what have you, and have really come out of their shell now that they've had their dog, and they're learning advocacy. This is the part I love. They're learning advocacy skills, which are super important when you're blind or visually impaired, because they're speaking up for their dog, you know, even in the family, you know, and I just think that's amazing, and giving them something to take care of. And instead of always being quote unquote the one that people think needs to be taken care of.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
They're able to take care of something, and it just, again, builds that confidence. And so it's a great program, and it's growing and expanding, and we're super excited about that.
So Jane, it seems like Guide Dogs is really committed to offering the sort of continuity of programs that kind of can help someone from the very beginning along their entire journey. Can you give us an example of maybe a youth that has sort of taken that path?
Yeah, sure. We've had a couple of examples. I have one person that comes to mind. You know, he received a canine buddy from us he was probably, I'm not sure, maybe 8, 9, 10 years old when he got his canine buddy. And then he came to our summer camp program, and he came to camp, I think 2 or 3 summers, which was fantastic. And then in his senior year of high school, he knew he was going to be going to college, and he decided he was ready to apply for a guide dog. So he applied for a dog and got his new guide dog, and he got accepted to Yale University.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. So, and he's just one example. I can think of a couple others that kind of followed that same trajectory, you know, started out getting that canine buddy and grew up with a dog, and then, you know, came into our summer camp program. And then also it was that time and ready to get a guide dog, and, you know, and now has a dog and is heading out into the world. And it's fantastic. So that's what I love seeing. And that's what we are hoping more of to happen in the future is families and people coming to us in the beginning of their journeys and letting us, you know, support them along the way.
That's great. That's great. It sounds like our programs like change the whole direction, you know, of his life. That's fantastic.
It can. And I think reaching people at a younger age and teaching them from a young age about all their options and all the things that are available to them. And again, giving them the power to make those decisions too, as they get older, as to which direction they want their life to go. I think that's important.
That's great. So Jane, as you know, we're celebrating our 80th anniversary at Guide Dogs for the Blind, which is pretty amazing. And I'm wondering if you had a magic ball or magic mirror, whatever, looked to the future, what would you sort of see in the future for Guide Dogs for the Blind? Or what do you hope that you see for us?
Gosh, you know, well, you specifically, yeah, I think there are a lot of really cool things happening at Guide Dogs for the Blind right now. I see us not only with the youth programs, but with some of our other amazing programs that I'm sure this podcast will feature down the road as well, really helping the whole person, not just somebody's coming into Guide Dogs to get a guide dog, but also just all of those other parts of somebody's life that need to be attended to when they have a visual impairment. So I can see us, you know, expanding some of our services in that direction, especially with youth, obviously, and some of our adult programs as well, because there's just such a need and there's so many gaps throughout the country for people being able to get into some of these programs and these services that are so needed. And so if we can help, you know, fill some of those gaps and help people also, you know, on their trajectory to getting a guide dog as well, I think that would be fantastic. And I see some of our programs heading in some of that direction as well. So
I love it. I love it. Gosh, you know, I think anybody listening to this show would be like, God, Jane has the coolest job. So Jane, what is the favorite part of your job for you? What really inspires you?
You know, I think because I was a kid growing up that, you know, and I grew up before the ADA was a thing, right? Like you, Teresa, and there just weren't all of these things in place. There wasn't the support, there wasn't the programming, there weren't all of these things to really help us back in the day you know, get prepared and get going in life as a person that's blind or visually impaired. And so being able to be somebody to now be a part of helping the younger generation that's losing, you know, that's blind or visually impaired and coming up, just being able to be somebody to help them be a part of their process that, you know, hopefully makes a difference in their life also. And I really do love connecting with the families and the parents as well, because I remember my mom didn't have any of that. She didn't have any support and any of those things. You know, she was kind of on her own traversing all of it. And I love being I don't even like using the word role model, but being able to tell parents, especially ones that are struggling with a new diagnosis, maybe with their kids, or the, you know, to be able to say, hey, you know, your kids are going to be great. Look at this amazing community of people and support that's out there. Let us be there with you, walk alongside you. And
we got you, right?
We got you, yeah. And help you. And dogs do that, right? It's all about connection. And I think that's what I love about working at Guide Dogs for the Blind, because that's what dogs do for people. They bring people together in so many ways. So I think that's what I love.
It's beautiful. That is amazing. That inspires me. And Jane, I have to say, I have gotten opportunity to see some of the letters from either youth in your programs or parents who've had youth go through the programs, and what a huge difference it's made to people. So thank you, Jane. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so much for what you do for Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Yeah. Thanks, Charisse. And thanks for, you know, having me on today. This is so great. And I love that we're doing this podcast. And I think it's a great way to get information out there to people, to families, to youth, to anybody that's interested in coming to Guide Dogs for the Blind to get a dog. We're always here and available to answer questions and help you along your journey.
For more information about Guide Dogs for the Blind, please visit guidedogs.com.